hands down out of line.
Super freak, she's super freaky.
Get your freak on, get your freak on.
It is the Joe and Alex Show, and as we wrap up Freak Show Friday today, we are now talking about another conspiracy theory that Gary is aware of, and that is involving Michael Jackson. So let's get right to this.
Yeah, give it to me, Gary.
Is he dead or is he alive?
So, I believe Michael Jackson may be alive.
What?
As a matter of fact, I definitely think Michael Jackson is alive.
Gary.
More so than Tupac. And the reason is Michael Jackson was spotted at his own funeral.
Wait a minute. He was spotted at his own funeral? I think everybody would have stopped right there in the middle of it.
So, any of you can go online and Google a picture of Michael Jackson's funeral. There is a picture of Janet Jackson walking, and she stops abruptly and looks over into the audience, and there is a white woman with the same facial characteristics of Michael Jackson, and she's sitting there, and everyone's looking like, who is this person? And no one knows who it is.
Okay, I just looked it up. The profile is dead on a Michael Jackson profile.
It's dead on.
That is wild. Okay, continue.
And so here's what's interesting. So Quincy Jones produced Michael Jackson's Thriller, the world's biggest selling album.
Uh-huh.
Quincy Jones recently came out and said a lot of things to GQ magazine. One of the things that he said that they put online that they didn't put in the magazine is that he said, hey, I know a very, very famous, legendary performer who is not dead, and when he comes back, I'm going to produce his next album, and it's going to turn the world upside down. And this is what Quincy Jones said. Now, ironically, his daughter dated Tupac, so a lot of people thought maybe he was thinking that, you know, he's talking about Tupac.
Uh-huh.
But the reason we think it might be Michael Jackson is because of the fact that Michael Jackson's death photo of him laying on this gurney, when people examined it, they were like, wait a second. UCLA, this guy said, I work at UCLA. Our gurneys don't look like that. That photo is not from our hospital. He's laying in like it almost looks like a movie set. It's just a white background, and he's laying on this old 1930s gurney. And he said, that's not what we use. We use state-of-the-art stuff here with hydraulics on it and everything.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And he said, that's not the picture, number one. Number two, Michael Jackson had cameras all over his house.
Okay.
All of the footage from Michael Jackson's home was deleted, and nobody has access to it.
What?
The police said that they erased it. Why? Why would they erase that footage? They would show who came in that house, who left, how they left, and even in Michael's room. Dr. Conrad Murray, if you listen to the 911 tapes, when he calls, there's a guy that says, hey, we've got someone here. He's having a heart attack. He's in distress. Something's going on. And Conrad Murray, I think, was faking it. Like, okay, I didn't do this. I don't know what happened when I left. And when I came back, he's on propofol, but he's laying here. I'm going to pretend like I'm pumping him to wake him up. And I just believe he was a scapegoat in the situation. Now, here's what the theory is. He supposedly had a ton of insurance out on the This Is It tour.
Okay.
On himself.
Yeah, it was a big deal. He was going to tour.
Yeah, it was a big deal. And he was worth more dead than he is alive. So people, the conspiracy theory is this, is that he was also, someone attempted to murder him, and we believe that he slipped away and started a life in Bahrain. Because if you remember, that's where Janet Jackson went. And she married the guy from Bahrain and had the baby, and she stayed there. She went right after Michael passed away, and she doesn't say much about it. And another thing is, the Jermaine had said that during his trial, when they had him on trial for the molestation case with the little kids, he said, we had a plan. We were going to take him to Bahrain. If he was convicted, we were going to fly out of the country. And so a lot of people believe that Michael might be over there kind of living as a woman, like with a veil
on.
So
interesting. Where is Bahrain? What is that? I'm
over in near Dubai.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it's possible if you couldn't see him, if he was covered in head to toe.
Exactly. So that they think that would be the perfect disguise.
Right.
Now, Michael himself had a ton of money that he had access to that You know, they took most of his money. He had these handlers that would say he's broke. There's no way that he could have been broke.
I mean,
Michael Jackson had tons of money. But the thing with him was the photo that was proven to be his last photo on the way out of the house, headed to the hospital, has proven to be a fake. So what people do is they take a picture and then they turn it sideways.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, this is Michael Jackson lying down in a gurney.
Yeah.
And the guy supposedly sold the picture for $250,000, but the picture has proven to be fake.
How has it been proven to be fake?
Because when they took the layers off and saw that it was the exact picture from another time in Michael's life, and they had just turned the picture sideways and made it look as if he was laying down and said, this is Michael Jackson.
That is absolutely crazy.
So Quincy Jones was the most convincing part to that.
Right.
To me. He knows Michael, and I believe someone did attempt to give him an extra dose of propofol, though.
So somebody might have tried to kill him then?
Yes. Right. And then I believe he was revived at the hospital, and that's when he did his thing.
And he dipped out and went to Bahrain.
Yeah, he moonwalked to Bahrain.
He moonwalked. Went out of here.
Gary, man, you and your conspiracy theories, I don't know what to think of them, but it's interesting to hear that perspective right there. We have a bunch of this on our website, radionowindy.com. We're going to post pictures that we can find that you've talked about this morning.
Yes, some people might say it's freaky, might call you a freak. I call you my conspiracy leader.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary. It is the Joe and Alex Show.